This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly.
Yankees owe me an apology.
I'm scrolling through social media the other night.
Yeah.
And I see on the Yankees verified account, when the bat meets the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe. Hmm. And then they got the little...
Yeah.
The Tommy Cutlets thing, yeah. The emoji that bothers some Italians.
The hand gesture. I think it's funny. Yeah, I think it's stupid. But
so, I do too. We all know where this started.
See what John in Massapequa Park has to say about this, John.
BT, I was listening when a caller called up and said the exact song, and you changed one word on it and claimed it as your own.
What show did he call?
He called your show.
I don't recall.
I don't remember that. And what word did
I remember it because it burned me up that you claimed it as your own when it wasn't your own. And well, then when someone finally called in and said, oh, no, the guy who actually did it called in and said, oh, that was my line. And you go, oh, yeah, but I changed it one word.
What word did I change?
I don't remember exactly, but I think this was back when you were with Tiki.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. A technicality. I don't remember the Tiki days.
Yeah. Thank you for the cold shot.
This is PT. This is post Tiki.
Yeah, that was all BS before Sal. Yeah, I don't recall that. It might have happened with us. It doesn't make sense that it would have happened with Tiki because weren't you doing it for the call, like what you would do? Unless it was.
No.
I don't know anymore.
When Volpe was coming up, John was still doing the call. They were trying to find a call for John to use.
Okay.
And you came up with. Well, the quote with a line.
I just found it. I was spending the. I just found it. It is from March 29th, 2023. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I don't think that's what it was.
What's up, Will?
I got an idea for John Sterling's home run call for Volpe. If nobody brought one.
Hold on. Let's set the stage. We've got the initial Sterling Volpe call. Here's the 2-2 to Volpe. Go ahead, take it away, Will. What do you got?
When his bat hits the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe.
It didn't start out too good. Not dead. When the bat hits the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's AI right there is what that is. I honestly don't remember that.
Well, I certainly don't because I was on the overnight at the time.
I do not remember that. March 29th.
What was the caller's name?
But then hold on a second.
Yeah. Willie.
What was his name?
Willie.
So, again, my recollection of that was jointly made up with the Verdugo. So how do you do? Maybe, like that was all one part of it with you.
Right. Now, which was last year.
Yes.
So now this did happen 3 years ago.
I don't remember it.
So maybe just subconsciously, as it happened at the time, you had some fun. And then when you were giving your calls last year, you thought that you came up with it, but maybe you'd heard it before.
I don't think that's how it went down.
You know what? I actually remember what happened, too, because I believe...
You were here that, for it, off.
Oh, I do. I actually do know very well, which is why I went searching for that so hard. The next day, we do the live appearance at Hard Rock, and we have Sterling on, and you gave a suggestion of what he should do. I don't have this clip, but I'll find it. And
you remember that.
You gave Sterling that call. And you said, hey, I have one for you.
Why?
Okay.
So you took ownership the day after.
It was a nice assist by, what was his name, Walter?
Willie.
Willie. It was a nice assist by Willie.
And Willie?
BT, you and Willie should be looking for royalties from the Yankees.
I don't remember that from Willie. I feel like that's doctored. I don't trust Top on that.
Dude, I went to the annals of WFA and Law.
Because I heard some familiar music, and I'm like, oh, Hoff has checked out for the day. And that dope was just playing whatever random music, and that's because Hoff, I guess, was digging for this. Wow, that's a great find.
A little change, though. So is that the point? Is it?
What was the word that changed from you? I don't recall.
When the bat, what did I say? It was early, I think. If that's even real.
Let's hear it again, just take it all in from Willie.
Go ahead.
How you doing, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Will?
I got an idea for John Sterling's home run call for Volpe, if nobody brought one
up. Hold on. Let's set the stage. We've got the initial Sterling Volpe call. Here's the 2-2 to Volpe. Go ahead, take it away, Will. What do you got?
When his bat
hits the ball, I got it. I didn't say his. I never said when his bat.
Oh, I know.
I never said
what'd
that.
You say?
When the bat hits the ball.
Now the good news is for you.
Yeah. The wall.
You took it to another level.
Oh, yeah.
The good
a
news is,
level.
By the sound of it, and I'm not sure if this is the case or not, it doesn't sound like Will, maybe he's not with us any longer.
Why would you say that?
Well, I'm just saying it was 3 years ago.
Did he die?
Well, I don't know. A lot could happen in 3 years. He sounded older.
Maybe he moved. He might have moved somewhere else.
And now you could take ownership of that. See, the real shame of it is that the Verdugo call was your best call. That was clearly
that was a good one.
Yeah, and he's no longer with us.
And you put me on the spot with that, too. Yeah. I came up with that one on the spot.
That was a good one. How do you...
And Verdugo does it. Now the Yankees take a 3-2 lead.
Either way, let's get BT back in the Yankee booth when...
That's the whole point
the
of this.
For it.
Yeah. Of this
all right,
this
let's finish up on the phone.
Confusion.
888-808-1019.
I still don't believe that that's real. I don't know. He knows too many technical tricks back there.
It's AI.
That's what I'm saying.
That's AI.
I don't trust it.
AI. All right. Joe is calling from Astoria. What's up, Joe?
My only out.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Joe.
Maybe I should record this call just in case you make this in the future. Have it for my record.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. We're good.
Yeah. Just going back to Big Pete. I think the thing that's interesting about Pete is he's having a great year this year, but probably the most remarkable thing is how amazing he's been with driving runners in, runners in scoring position. I mean, the rest of the team has been awful with runners in scoring position, and Pete's been the one guy that you've been able to rely on this whole season. And I don't have his numbers in front of me, but I got to assume that in a bunch of his prior years, I mean, he's been knocking in, several years, knocking in 120 RBIs, 130 RBIs. You don't get that when you bat 200 with runners in scoring position, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously he had, forget the COVID year. He pretty much had a terrible year last year. But outside of last year, I mean, he's been prolific at driving in runs. And that's what you want for your number 3 and 4 hitter, you know?
Correct. And this year, Joe, and thank you for the call. This year, a big difference is going to be the guys getting on in front of him, obviously, with Soto being the new addition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But last year, see, it was two down years in a row, BT. That's where the focal point was with Alonso. Prior to that, there was never any dispute about what Pete Alonso was. We all know how great a home run hitter he's been throughout the course of his career. 2 years ago, he hit 217.
Yep.
That's unacceptable. Like, you can't go from hitting 260 to hitting 217.
No.
The power numbers were there, but hitting 217 is not what made Pete special. What made him special that he was not Adam Dunn. He was going to hit 260 or 270 and hit homers. And then last year, while the average came up, he only had 88 ribbies, which for Pete is not good.
Yeah, but the average didn't come up enough for me to think that he truly dispelled that was a one-year outlier. And you know what I mean?
I think he was awful in situational hitting, runners in scoring
position. He was. I just found this. This was 3 or 4 days ago. Obviously, a big weekend in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, get those stats even prettier. So I've got the updated NL MVP odds here. Otani's 1, Pete Crow Armstrong 2.
Jeez.
Corbin Carroll, how about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Corbin Carroll 3, Tatis 4, Tucker 5. Freeman 6, Alonso 7.
That was because of, I was going to say.
And then Lindor 8, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, is it because they're stealing votes with, you got Lindor there, and maybe there's a Soto impact there?
No, because there's
War's
two.
War's low, Hoff is saying. The war is very low, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, Alonso's war is really low, and meanwhile, Otani, who hasn't seen a lick of the freaking field, is out there, and his war's like 1,000.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but it wouldn't be the splitting of votes or stealing, because Pete Crow, Armstrong, and Tucker are teammates, and they're both top five. Yeah, Pete's, I mean, I would put a little bit of money on Pete finishing a little higher than 7 at this point.
Yeah, either way, I don't care. I'm not one of these fans who gets caught up in the individual, even the home run thing. Like, yeah, that's all right, great. Good for Pete Alonso. It means more to Pete Alonso than it does for me to the fans. But maybe some fans get into that, the ultimate home run record. I care about team success. I want to see the team win. Now, I like great players along the way, and I think we're watching the three greatest when all said and done, in my opinion, these will be the three greatest position players the Mets have ever had. Lindor, Soto, Alonso. I really believe that. And we're watching them all at once. So I'm happy for Alonso. Hope he goes and gets that record. I don't care about the MVP, although it would be nice for the Mets to actually have an MVP because they haven't had one in their history. But it really, as long as the Mets won the World Series, I don't care who wins the MVP.
Lindor showed you, but think about how that would complicate the Mets' negotiations with Pete if he does win the MVP.
Just like last year, but even more so. We were both fascinated to see what the market.
Yeah.
We knew what we thought, and we knew what the Mets thought.
Uh-huh.
We were curious.
And we were right, by the way.
Correct. We were curious to see what the market said Pete Alonso was worth.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see. I'm sure there's going to be an uptick from the Mets' perspective. I don't know what it's going to be from around baseball. If they believe that this is legitimate, how much of it is because of Soto? I think a lot of it is just legit. The numbers would say that Pete Alonso's done this before. He's just had two bad years or two down years in a row. Outside of the batting average, everything else would line up with Pete Alonso's career.
The truth of the matter is the answer is really tied into the analytics here, because that will give somebody a truer read on. You talk about like expected slugging and all that stuff that nobody wants to talk about now. I get it. But there's an ability to do a deeper dive on Pete's year this year. And I think it's going to be a true representation of the year he's having. Not like, well, he's gotten a little lucky. And there are years where you have a higher batting average than maybe some of the numbers say that you should. But that's where the rest of the league will get their answer on Pete whether they want to add an extra year or two or an extra $3, $4, $5 million on any potential free agent signing, they'll have those numbers.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the Mets already have looked at those numbers. All right, Ray is in Waterbury. What's up, Ray?
Guys, great show as usual.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Two Met points. First of all, I think Atlanta's not catching us this year. So we haven't played them yet. I'm not going to put the jinx on the Mets. Long as they keep them at arm's bay.
The Braves are done.
You know, play 500 ball, and they won't catch us. And the other thing is, this Ronnie Mauricio is the real deal. I think he's better than the other ones that they brought up.
Yeah, he's exciting to watch, Ray, and thank you for the call. And he hasn't even gotten going yet, but
he's huge.
He's got that
he's big boy.
Length. He's got that talent. I like swag. His energy. Yeah.
I mean, he crushed. When I got to give Hoff some credit here, even though he just created something that made me look bad there. I remember I mentioned Tiki. I think if this came up with Tiki, this is how long ago it was. We talked about the prospects, and Mauricio was the one that you had the most intrigued with.
Yeah, he's the one I'm in love with, 100%.
I remember that. Over every one of them. Every one of them. Even Alvarez.
I believe I was the first one to say that. So Hoff may have gotten... I was the first one to say that Mauricio was going to be...
Did you say that?
Changed the word, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He actually heard me the day before, the then used it on... See, I'm not. Wasn't on air at that time as much, right. So that's why
right.
you found
keep
it.
Keep doing this to me. You're not going to be on the air on this show at all.
I must say, he did a lot of work retrieving that.
Yeah, it's the only work he's done all day.
But you did do this to yourself.
What do you mean I did it to myself?
You were taking ownership of a call that a caller...
Well, because the Yankees used the words that I used, not the words that the callers used. If they didn't write when his bat.
I can't believe that a call. Hey, you know what? Loyal caller, a loyal listener right there. Guy who called in and said, BT, I got to call you out for it.
Yeah.
He was listening every day knowing that, that happened, that a caller called in. And then since then, you've been taking ownership.
Yeah, I'm not going to go on Twitter much today.
Sure, you're going to get buried for that one. It's all right. It's all in good fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.